This is Dave.
This is Joanna.
This is Yanni.
This is Duncan.
This is Caitlin.
And this is Will.
Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
Let's begin with our high lighting.
Shh, screw that noise.
Okay. Mr. Silver.
Grace has the most HX, or I have the most HX with Grace.
And I think I would like to see Silver be... Let's see you be hot again.
All right.
Sort of a thing you do, right?
It certainly is.
Okay. And what did we have you as last time?
I don't remember.
Hard.
It looks like probably.
Let's see you be cool. Okay. Susan.
I am sharp and weird.
You're sharp and weird.
So we've at least recorded that then.
Okay.
No, I'm getting pretty close to zero.
Aww. You're like people.
Lively, who gets to decide for you today?
That would be last time you were set to plus one, not zero.
Set to plus one? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, it's still silver or man. Man.
It will definitely be weird.
Yes, we will.
Huh? And, since we're starting out, what are your, really your
it's
best
weird
stats?
And cool is my other best stat.
Let's go with cool, then.
Yay!
Awesome.
Okay, Grace?
Will, man has the most HX with me. What do you want to see?
What?
No, this is Will. This
no,
is, this
I yeah,
did you use sharp at all? I use all cursors to sharpen.
Do that. See some sharp up in here.
Thank you.
And you're a Skinner. Can you use hot?
Yeah.
Let's do hot then. All right.
It's Grace, by the way.
I know.
What do you want to choose first?
I do it all.
I kind of want to see you be sharp today. Is that a thing you can do at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, it's gonna be sharp and hard then.
Yeah.
Where would we like to start off? Does anyone have any scenes in mind they'd like to do?
The only scene I'm really super interested in is when Man and I have to explain what happened to Silver. I think that would be rather entertaining.
Well, I definitely want that.
I would like to have some interaction with Lively and or Grace, but I, in character, am largely unaware of them. So,
I think I would also like to have some interaction with both Susan and Man over the course of this episode.
Okay.
I'd like to get bumped in by Lively. Bumped into by Lively? Like, hey.
Bumped off by Lively?
No.
Bumped into Lively.
You know what? I think that I actually don't care. You can throw me into any scene you like.
Do whatever you want.
It's like, whatever.
Well, no, because I think my interactions with all the people here are super interesting. And
yeah,
so
you're
I
all
don't...
equally cool, you know?
Shush you. I love you all in different ways, except for Lively.
Oh, you will love me.
In a different way.
I have a professional relationship with Mr. Silver.
You will love him. He's fired.
Is that a rule?
No, the rules only apply to man.
I see. And I'm immune.
You're a dolphin.
Well. The show has just ended. Mr. Silver, it has been a packed night at the gold mine. It's been really packed. People seem to have loved Grace's performance. Where are you right now? Are you watching from the bar? Or are you backstage? What are you doing?
I'm backstage, managing the fallout slash the aftermath of the evening. You know, after every performance, there's people who need to ask questions or get things or whatever,
mm-hmm.
right?
Do people make requests after Grace a lot? Or just people who are interested in booking shows, people want tickets, stuff like that?
I think people, I was actually thinking more people, the performers, like the fighters, they want to know, they have requests for who they get to fight, and the performers want more time or less time. We've got to get everything in order for tomorrow's show.
What do you have booked for tomorrow? What kind of entertainment?
Well, in the afternoon, we've got a traditional fair. We've got fighting. We've got some animal fighting. Some person fighting. Maybe some animal and person fighting. I don't think I can put her on tomorrow. She's got a very busy day ahead of her.
Well, you know, the winner of the last match was Hugo, actually, which means Litz was the loser.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens that the losers of those wrestling matches, you know, the people who you choose to lose, the people who are doing so well with the crowd, they're the people who usually choose to go up against animals in man-on-animal matches. Audience doesn't care so much if bad things happen. So, it's Litz you're talking to right now. And Litz is kind of a ugly guy. He's used to being booked against animals and superior fighters and prettier fighters and prettier animals and superior animal fighters. He's not looking forward to tomorrow because it's a bear. And bears, it never goes well with bears.
Wrestling a bear is difficult. I assume a bear is a fairly valuable combatant.
We got a couple of them. But they are valuable.
It's all right if you have to kill the bear. But if you can just, you know, put him out, that would be better.
Can it be Hugo? He's always better with bears.
Well, you know, the audience is gonna assume that Hugo's gonna win everything. I can't have him lose to a bear. You can only lose to a bear once.
You want me to lose to the bear?
Oh, no! Certainly not. I want you to win against the bear. See, having just lost to Hugo, the audience will think maybe you'll also lose to the bear. Which, of course, I know better because you're a very skilled fighter.
Why is it always bears?
We have bears. We have, like, three bears.
Last week we did dogs. I liked dogs a whole lot better.
But you know, we're short on dogs right now, and dogs don't get the blood pumping the same way a bear does. We need you to win, despite the odds, because the odds are going to be heavily in favor of the bear over at the bookies.
I can't lose another ear, man. I only have the one.
Ears? What? I mean, I guess you need ears to hear me, but I wouldn't worry about it too much. It's mostly vestigial.
Vestigial?
Yes. You don't really need it, per se. It just, you know, provides additional functionality.
I like to hear.
But having an ear is like a bonus. The lack of a bonus is not in itself a penalty.
Are you lowering my salary?
No. We were talking about ears. Now, see, you're going to go out there, and you are going to defeat Brown the Bear.
Oh, man, I wish you didn't call him that. He's grizzly.
They don't know that. They can't see him well enough.
I can see him. I can see his razor-sharp claws. Okay, I'll...
Here. Hold on. Is there anywhere I could acquire a ship staff?
You would have to see an angel.
Here. See, you slip the chill stab into your closed fist, and then when you need the bear to go down...
Just one shot punch the bear.
Right in the neck. Why don't you go out and talk to the angel? Get yourself a chill stab or maybe something else? It's a rigged fight, ostensibly.
The bear doesn't know that.
That's true, so you just have to rig it yourself. That's what we do. It's what we do. I tell him. It's 12. To seduce and manipulate him. Ah, so many pieces of paper.
Will you give me a note?
A doctor's note?
A note for the doctor. Like
yeah,
her first doctor's note.
Absolutely. And I walk over to my desk without the important documents in it. Pull out a piece of paper. Write him out a note. Doctor, please give this man one chill stab so he can fight a bear. Mr. Silver.
Be specific.
Actually, I don't say that. Because the doctor might not know that he's fighting a bear with a chill stab. So,
I would like
you to prescribe this man one chill stab.
He thanks you, and he's walking out the door, and he runs into Camo. Camo is a large woman. Not large, fat. Large, just Brienne of Tarth large. She's like 6'3". Muscular, bright eyes. She has kind of like showy scroungewear. She's got a huge ass gun on her hip. She's got two guys behind her. They look exactly the same. Two attractive Asian men. And behind them there is a small woman who's missing a nose. And Camo, you know Camo. Camo is... She likes to cause trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And she grabs that note right out of his hand. And she puts it in her pocket.
Man.
Hey, Mr. Silver. How's it going?
You've walked into a room full of trained combatants... And taking what is mine.
That was what was his.
Well, I suppose it had changed hands, but what's his is mine. Let's be fair about this. Now, I need you to return it or vacate the establishment. Also, what are you doing in my dressing room?
I was actually wanting to talk to you about business.
Okay, does it involve... exchanging a slip of paper for something?
It involves exchanging many slips of papers for things. Not that slip of paper. I was not aware that was your property. I'm sorry. It looked like it was his. Toyota, Lee, if you could leave us. The twins, they walk out. The short, noseless woman, she stays.
Mm-hmm.
Camo has her hand on her hip. There's that big gun. She has her hand on it, you know. Could we, perhaps retire to your office?
Yes, wait just a moment. I go into my office and I write a note to the doctor to, please give.
Do you notice anything unusual about your office while you're in there?
It's covered in fucking blood!
No, the blood got on all the papers, so the office is clean.
Is this the same office?
Yes!
Then I suppose I do. Thought I told man not to kill people on the papers. That boy. No. Alright, I rifle through the desk until I find a less bloody paper. Write a new note for my fighter, for Litz. Hand him the note. Alright. Now, Camo. What did you wish to see me about? Just sit down at my desk with, I suppose, probably a little bit of brains in one corner and...
And you having some sort of party earlier?
I don't know what my employees do in my office while I'm away.
You don't?
No.
That's a little bit unusual.
What?
I like to keep my men under wraps.
And yet I notice that they're not here anymore.
They're out through the door. Toyota Lee, you can come in. They come in.
So, what kind of business did you want?
I was actually wondering. You know Bean? You heard of him? I know you've heard of him. He's been trying to shut this thing down since you opened it.
Oh, yes, that Bean. Yes, I remember him.
He made me a proposition. And I was wondering if maybe you could match it.
What is this proposition?
Well, you see, Bean has men. Lots of men. And, you know, he has money. Lots of money. And, you know, he was thinking... He has all of that. Lots of men and lots of money. And I want men and lots of money. And he was thinking if I were to use some of my information on what I saw here and go to the, you know, the locals... well, he might give me some of those men and some of that money in exchange for my testifying. And, you know, if the establishment happened to fall into his hands, good for him. So, if you happen to have men and money, maybe you can make me a similar offer and I wouldn't do that.
I'd like to read the situation. Actually, hold on. Yes, I'd like to read the situation.
Both of those are appropriate.
They are. take it back. I have no interest in reading the situation. That's a 5.
Well, she's clearly bluffing then.
I have a man, and I have money, and I have women. I have the business sense to run this place as though it were not the hellhole that it is outside my doors. If you wish to deny yourself one of the few pleasures left in this godforsaken place... be my guest. However, this is an oasis of respite.
Oh, I know it's an oasis. I come, I talk to the girls, I drink, you know how it goes. I have no quarrel. I'm just trying to look out for myself.
Perhaps a better way to look out for yourself would be to join the revelry.
Well, I think I do that often enough.
You won't.
Is
you won't if you have your way, it sounds.
Is that a threat to ban me from your establishment?
No. It's the existential threat to my establishment. What do you think that Bean, who wishes this establishment were gone, would run it the way I have? Do you assume that to be the case? Do you enjoy the services that I offer you?
Well, I mean, if I had enough money and men, I could just open one right next to it that was identical, and then run him out of business with the money and the men. But that would take a lot of resources and time. It's not really a realistic goal, but, you know, I have options. Probably not that one. I'm just stalling at this point. So it's not a deal.
Allow me a moment to go conduct my other affairs, if you will. I get up and leave the office.
All right. So, are you going? What are you going to do?
I'm going to stand up. I'm going to walk to the door. I'm going to open the door, and I'm going to step outside and close the door behind me.
Emmett, where were you going?
I was going to continue with my evening.
Okay.
And,
yeah. We can switch. I was wondering if you were going
to just leave them there waiting for me to come back.
Beautiful. Okay.
As though I had some intention of doing so.
I like it. Okay.
And, yeah. I'm going to head and find Susan, because I probably need to book her for either a match or a performance at some point during the evening. But
okay.
You can skip to something else if you want.
So we'll have that scene in a little bit.
Yes, we will.
Lively.
Yes.
It is evening time, night time. The performance is over. What are you up to? Where do you go at the end of the day?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live?
It's a fantastic question. I like to think that I live close to the Silver Gold Mine, possibly in a relatively secure little hovel. Not too far away, actually. It was an empty, abandoned building that nobody else saw the potential of. And it's close, easy access, keep tabs on everybody.
Soundproof rooms.
Soundproof rooms. Escape routes.
Now, because this is future noir, of course the Civic Center is near the abandoned warehouse district.
Right.
Are you near there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Is that
okay.
I've set up shop in the manager's old office, overlooking the vast rusting machinery. I find it quite neat.
Picturing a district where old abandoned warehouses go after they get abandoned. Yeah, we don't want you anymore.
Oh.
Describe what is your home like?
Well, I've tried to make it nice. I mean, there's only so much one can do with an abandoned warehouse, but I have a few niceties. I have a very nice chair, a very nice chaise lounge that has handcuffs at certain places on it, but I don't tend to use those, not frequently. It has nice open windows, which is not so nice today, seeing as how the acid rain has pooled and puddles across the floor, and I have to do little dances to get to my room. It's not very fun. And, you know, there's a bed, and there's, you know, a place where I hide my food and barter, and, you know, there are small touches of, like, brushed velvet that I've scrummaged from the trash. You know, try to be civilized, but one takes what one can get.
I like that. Okay. There is a knock on the door of your office house.
office house. Yes.
Do people know where you live?
Not normally, no.
Hmm.
So I,
That's strange, then.
It is strange, actually. And, I actually have a small little peephole that is not near the door. I'd rather not get shot. And so I can sometimes see people through it, but I don't seem to see anybody. Alright, fine. I'll just go to the door and ask, who is there?
Knock, knock again. There's no answer. No vocal answer, just a knock, knock.
Knock, just a knock, knock. Can I read a sitch at this
Absolutely.
Point?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's do that. My stats are nothing. That's not good enough. That's a 6, and I have no modifiers, so... Well, if you're not going to announce yourself, I'm not going to open the door. You can shoot it down if you like, but there's a surprise in here waiting for you.
Locales, open up!
Do I know this person?
Locales are the local authority.
Well, I... At that point, I... straighten my fluffy ascot. And smooth my hair. And I open the door. Yes, what can I do for you, Locales?
There is a tall, thin man at the door. He's very pale. He is got, like, really, really tightly trimmed hair, which is weird. It's like someone cuts his hair every, you know...
2 days.
Yeah, like, really, really... That's not something you see. He gives you the heebie-jeebies. It's hard to give you the heebie-jeebies.
It does.
It
is indeed.
Job.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what did you say your name was again?
He walks into your house.
Well, I let him.
All right.
I don't like it, but he is alone, isn't he?
He is alone. He walks over to your bed and he starts tearing off the sheets.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
He doesn't respond to you.
Well, I go over to him. Does he react to me coming near to him?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. No reaction.
Well, I reach out and I try to grab his hand.
He backhands you. Take 2 harm.
Oh, shit. Well.
You are now bleeding from your nose.
What do you want? I don't have anything exciting in my bed.
Well, at this point, he stripped all the sheets off of the bed. And he has not found what he's looking for. He starts going through all of your drawers.
Ah, well. You might as well. I'd rather not have my nose double broken tonight. Fine, just let me know if you want any help finding something inside my room.
Do you have any possessions that would be bad?
Not to a stranger. I have collected certain souvenirs
of
personal importance.
Of course.
But nothing that, you know, a tall, gaunt stranger with super backhanding powers. So, no, he's welcome to go through my fluffy cravats and nice jackets and not-so-nice pants. Have at! I have to put everything back in order once you go now. Make the bed.
So he pretty much ransacks the whole house. And Pete cannot find what he's looking for. And so finally, he doesn't seem frustrated. He just, you know, he hasn't found it. And so he grabs you by the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to act under fire.
Oh, okay.
I can do that. The fire is that. The fire is that you'll panic and do something brainery.
Yes. Well, that is a 11.
Excellent.
Yes. So, I do not... When you say the punishment for failing it is to accidentally do something brainery...
Right,
does that
to give it up.
Me intentionally doing something brainery?
No. It means you giving up your...
Ah. Okay.
Brainers are not liked in Apocalypse World.
Hmm.
He has a really hard grip on your shoulders.
A really hard grip on my shoulders? Well, I would...
He is really cold, too.
Really cold?
Yeah. You can feel how cold he is through your shirt.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to grab his hands and touch him because I'm still wearing my violation glove.
Ooh.
And, because I'm wearing a violation glove, that means that through simple physical contact, I have time and physical intimacy with somebody. And that means that I'm going to try to use in-brain puppet strings. I can do that with my violation glove. And... roll weird. Well, it's a 6.
But you advance.
I advance. Oh, well. It still does one harm upon my subject to no benefit. Certainly not his. But not mine either. That's fine. Motherfucker made my nose bleed. So, yeah. At this point, depending on how he reacts to that, if he reacts like nothing, like he's a zombie, well...
Well, you did,
Yeah. Or did I obviously give away my braineriness?
No, you did not.
Okay, I didn't.
You suddenly become really, really dizzy. Really dizzy. There are spots in front of your eyes.
Oh.
And you smell, you can smell oranges. You haven't smelled oranges since you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, at first, you're not sure what it is, because oranges just aren't a thing, really, anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you start to gray out,
mm-hmm.
and then there's this rushing sensation, and there's a bright light, and you're in the psychic maelstrom.
Mm-hmm.
What does the psychic maelstrom look like to you?
It's... like, fleshy and wet and dark red. Like,
right.
Yeah. Does it look different from how it normally does?
Yes.
Hmm.
Looks very different.
Hmm.
First off, it's very bright. It's very just bright.
Vivid, flickering.
Vivid.
Yeah.
Have you ever, but it's... it's bright in a gross, not like sun, but in a gross fluorescent.
Yeah.
Too much like in a morgue or in an office.
Mm-hmm. And just sort
yeah.
of bright.
And your room, the ransackedness
mm-hmm.
of the room is very stark. And you know you're in the maelstrom,
mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it doesn't feel like the maelstrom. It just, everything is different and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in your head hurts.
Yeah.
And you have another blinding flash of light, and you think, and you suddenly you are no longer in your room. What I want you to tell me, what in your life, what was your lowest moment?
Lowest moment.
Lowest, lowest, lowest.
Poor Lively's lowest moment is unfortunately the moment where he decided to take the wrong path of brainerdom. So to speak, he had been toying with his abilities as a brainer without any sort of help from gloves and drugs and whatnot, simply the ability to go into the psychic maelstrom, connect with people's brains. It was bizarre, but he had been toying with it and practicing it, and he thought that out of a misled, naive understanding of the world, that this would give him intimacy with the people that he brained, so to speak. And he, of course, was in love with a girl, and he had actually not done any creepy brainer stuff to her. He had actually won her over by giving her little bits of extra food, showing her nice rocks, being a good little 14-year-old Lively. And eventually, she, though she was strangely repelled and repulsed by him, eventually, you know, his patient advances got the better of her, and she decided to go on a walk with him one day. And that's when he decided to reveal his secret talent to her. And he thought, surely, surely this is what women always want. They want intimacy, they want emotional connection in a deep way that she's not going to be able to find with anybody else but me, surely. And so he reached out and touched her, and she was terrified and repulsed, and she screamed and tripped, and he was so mortified and hurt by her rejection, because it wasn't just like a loud noise that happened. It wasn't just that he had his little heart broken. It was that he had his heart broken and at the same time shown in the most horrible way of how he will always be alien to women and humanity in general. And something in his mind turned, and he decided that whether she wanted it or not, he was going to see the inside of her brain. He was going to see the inside of Oliver. And so that's his lowest point. He's never really turned back from there.
We should get a name.
Mm-hmm.
Shirley.
Surely you're joking.
Surely you're joking.
We should get a name.
We should get a name.
Assuming she survived.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to have survived for a name.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think she needs a name. Because that'll be relevant later.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you have a printout of the MC sheet?
You know what? I'm going to call her Sarah.
Sarah. Or Sarah. May or may not have ever been seen again. So yeah, that's a low moment.
The cop, you come back and the cop is staring at you. And he's still got his hands on your shoulders. And you know that he knows. He knows what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't say a word. He just kind of gently lets go. Doesn't break eye contact. Right? And he just backs towards the door, staring at you. And he just bores right into you. He knows what you are. Absolutely knows what you are. And he just goes.
Well,
you have a minus one for the next scene.
Okay. Is that just to everything, or to a particular...
Just forward.
Okay.
I think I'm going to time skip to morning, if you guys don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, Susan, man, what were you guys doing last night? Because there wasn't a body in there.
Well, Mr. Silver has a dump in the back, four bodies... It doesn't burn them, because we're not made of money. And we just put them there, and the bears eat them.
Well, that's efficient.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds efficient, and it's kind of gross, though.
Wait, the bears eat them from the dumpster in the back?
Yeah.
You guys just have feral bears?
Yeah, we've got a dumpster in the bear cage. He says it's like their natural habitat.
Yeah, it's like...
He's seen all these don't feed bears dumpsters, and he figured they were just part of their natural habitat.
Just has a hole cut in the back of a dumpster to make them feel at home.
Yeah.
Silver's nothing if not considerate.
He probably saw it on the History Channel.
He only saw drunk hillbillies on the History Channel.
By the time the apocalypse rolled around, that was all they showed.
Ironically, they did not show apocalypse stuff.
Well, that's because it hadn't happened yet.
Oh, okay.
Not the prehistory channel.
Nostradamus. Fucker.
Well, I certainly am not opposed to helping move the useless meat body to disposal area that man's talking about.
Well, thanks. I actually don't need help. I mean, the extra bags will be useful. There are a lot of pieces. It's kind of cool.
Wait, did you cut him up?
No. You, like, exploded him. It was awesome.
It's just his head.
Yeah.
He, like, smashed his head on the thing. The rest of him's still in one piece.
There's a lot of blood and a lot of brains in a lot of places.
The brains were still everywhere by the time you got in there.
Yeah.
It's just one body.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm just carrying it on my shoulder. I just want your company.
I'll get the door.
You're really
for
cool.
You.
Thank you.
So
that was
I
awesome,
can do.
By the way.
Oh, I did.
We're gonna get in so much trouble. Brains all over the place.
You mans are hard to understand sometimes.
No, just it's, man.
I meant in general, not you specifically. You said it was awesome, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
That is a weeklyism that means cool or great or
awe-inspiring.
Yeah.
It wasn't,
but then we're getting in trouble, and trouble's bad, right?
Yeah, but those are independent. It was awesome how you killed him, but it sucks that we're going to get in trouble for killing him in the wrong place.
Oh, I think I see.
Well, he's right here.
No, what you mean.
Yeah, he's right here.
Okay. Here, try not to rub the bloody parts on the door.
I am dripping brain as I go. Everyone knows the exact path to the bear cave right now. It's a cave. We call it the bear cave.
It's not actually a cave.
It's part of the natural environment.
You guys only have, like, three bears.
We probably would have more if they weren't feeding them dead people.
Yeah.
We are not made of money.
And the bears don't last very long when you get them, let's be honest.
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
We shoot them because it's cool to shoot a bear.
No, it's just, you know, when you spend all days wrestling... Well, you're not really wrestling the bears because it's hard to teach bears how to sell moves. But, you know, fighting bears and, you know.
So, do they not have bears, like, underwater bears
actually,
or something? Where you come from?
When we get there, I'm probably going to immediately take a defensive stance and, like, start powering up the suit.
Cool. What's wrong, Susan?
There are... giant animals here.
You're a giant animal.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're pretty big.
I'm not much bigger than you.
Yeah, but you got...
There's a big hairy thing.
Yeah, it's one of my... Oh, the bears. Yeah, they're pretty hairy.
Ah, bears.
Yeah, we call them land bears around here.
I'm failing to find any reference for land bears.
What about regular bear?
Yes. And it's in a cage, so I guess... I was just a little startled. I was not expecting to see bears in an urban environment.
Yeah, we keep them here, man.
I see.
For fighting, you know, we fight the bears. Do you not have fighting bears where you come from?
No.
Well, what do you fight?
We try not to fight. We are a peaceful civilization.
What? I don't...
We have moved beyond the need for warfare in our colonies.
Pretentious ass dolphins.
This is a dolphin in his mech war suit.
Wait, so you guys don't fight... Are you pulling my leg? You're pulling my leg, man.
We don't fight amongst ourselves, but if we need to fight for defense, we will.
But I thought... Wait, where are you from? Like, is there like a place on Earth that you're from, or...
Sure.
Where?
The sea? Perhaps you've heard of it.
That doesn't make sense.
I'm in a suit because... the air here is so toxic that I can't breathe it.
Oh, okay.
Without assistance.
Don't you breathe water?
No.
In the ocean?
No. The colony is under the ocean.
That is so cool.
I
am just
fire.
Dripping.
Yeah, I'm lying through my teeth.
Yeah.
My sharp, pointy teeth. What is... Cool. I'm pretty cool. Yeah, that's a 12.
Wow, that does sound right. That sounds really awesome.
I had a cover story prepared.
Underwater colonies?
Yeah, maybe someday I can take you there.
That'd be really cool.
We'd have to make you a person suit so you can breathe underwater.
I could have a person suit. Could you make me one right now?
No. I'm not a mechanic.
Oh. Well, that's cool too, I guess. Throw the corpse into the bear cage. It sort of snags on some of the bars, and I just kind of kick it through with the last little bit.
Are you going to say something?
We're having a conversation.
This is like a funeral, right?
No. We're taking out the trash, just like Mr. Silver says to do.
Oh, but... He was a person a few minutes ago, right? So that
means... But when you killed him, he's not a person anymore. He's just trash.
When did Eat comes out of... from behind, she comes out from the back door of the Colosseum.
Oh my god, she is such a cool wrestler. Have you seen her wrestle?
I wrestled her.
You're a wrestler too?
Sure.
Oh my...
Hey guys!
Hey, Bloody Eat!
Hey!
What about that signature you said you were going to get me the other day? Did you get that? Have you not found any paper yet since then? It's cool.
I'll get on that. Grace wants to see you.
Who? Me?
Yeah.
No way! You're joshing me.
She wants to talk to you, remember?
It's probably about that. Probably because I'm hot. Yeah, I'm going to date her.
Sure. Yeah, that's why. You feeding the bears?
Yeah, just fed them,
Pierre.
Is that Pierre?
It is Pierre. he tried to attack me, and, you know, we gotta put dogs down.
Yeah, like Mr. Silver says.
Does he say stuff to you, too, or...
Oh, yeah.
I thought you said when they were dead, they were just trash and they weren't people anymore.
Sometimes they're dogs.
Trash? They're a metaphorical dog.
Yeah. They don't literally shapeshift.
It's like a simile.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I will just file this for consideration later.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd get your ass up there.
Yeah. Pound it. I'm gonna date.
I'd rather not.
Okay. Pound it. Pound.
Ew. Interspecies. Not cool.
Not that kind of thing. That's. That's gross.
It probably actually...
I wouldn't have sex with Susan.
You know, dolphins and people, they actually hook up all the time. I've heard about it. Isn't that right, Susan?
No way.
Yeah.
Sure.
No way.
Why not?
You guys are mess... Hey, whatever.
You
I don't
know,
have
dolphins have, like, huge genitals. Isn't that right, Susan? You're a girl dolphin. You wouldn't... I don't know. Do girl dolphins have huge vaginas? Does that work, too?
Accommodate the huge dicks we have? Yes.
You get both?
No.
I didn't mean to offend you if I've been using the wrong gender pronouns, man.
It's okay. I may have chosen poorly for names.
Okay.
Everyone is making that mistake.
Oh, right. Go.
Okay, well, wish me luck.
Good luck.
Bye.
Are you going to go with him?
I think I'm going to actually stay and watch the bears eat Pierre.
Yeah. Okay.
Has Hugo already left?
Yeah.
So I'm alone in my quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Do I sleep in the green room? Am I the only one who prepares there, or do I have my own?
You have your own.
Okay. I sort of see the room as being a small room. I can't imagine what it was originally. Because I'm thinking in this type, maybe it was an old office, like.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got like two old, faded, and torn Broadway posters on the walls, and just like a spare bed that's like made up in, I want to say, I found like some actual nice comforter, like or something like that to put on it, but like, there's not a whole lot else in here. So there's a knock at the door. Who is it?
Hey, Grace, it's me.
Oh, man. And I sort of throw open the door, and I'm just like, oh, I'm so glad you came.
Yeah. You wanted to talk to me about something?
Yeah. Well, I actually wanted to talk to you about a few things.
Okay. I got time.
But
I always got time for you.
I really need to get down to the market and talk to Omi, who I think has something for me. Do you mind coming along?
Sure, that sounds awesome.
But we can do... We should totally... And she sort of, like puts her hand against the like chest plate of your armor. It's like, your armor is such a wreck. Let's go get some polish, too, while we're down there.
Oh, I guess it is kind of... It's got it kind of scuffed, you know? Got it scuffed up.
You are acting under fire.
The fire, an attractive lady, touching my
the
chest.
The fire is a visible erection.
You can't see it.
No.
I'm going to read a person.
All right.
He's got a visible erection.
That's a 7. The thing is, I know what you're feeling.
What?
No, actually, what are you really feeling?
Man is very excited about the idea of spending time with you in a non-threatening setting.
Good.
Like going to the market.
Oh, that makes me so happy. So let's go.
That sounds awesome.
Can we cut to, or is there something else going to happen?
No, you can cut there.
Okay. So what I wanted to, as we're sort of strolling along, what I wanted to talk to you about was, have you met that man Lively? Actually, there's a couple of things, but...
Yeah, I saw him on the way, and he's a real creep, right?
Oh, totally. I think he's got a thing for me.
He's way too ugly.
I've had uglier, but... He's dangerous. I think he's very dangerous.
Really? He's kind of looks small, you know? Oh, really?
There's something... Something wrong with Lively.
You're not supposed to judge people, Grace. Come on.
Can you do me a favor?
Uh-huh, sure.
Why don't you just go have a talk with him sometime?
Okay, well, you know, I thought he was just kind of a roly-poly okay guy, but if he's creeping you out, maybe I should check in on him, you know? Just show him... You can't just creep on nice ladies like you.
You're so sweet, man. And she sort of puts her hand on your arm, just a little brush, a little touch. Can I? Do you want me to roll a seduction roll, or you just need to do that? Yeah, there's no need to. Okay. Another thing. Oh, yes. Mr. Silver?
Uh-huh.
Still owes me for my performance last night.
Oh, no way! He hasn't paid you yet?
No. Usually it shows up in my room.
Oh, that's...
No.
That's really convenient. He says I need to find it. It's like a scavenger hunt. I haven't found it yet, but he says it's out there.
That is very clever of him, isn't it?
I know, it's really fun. Makes it more fun to get the paycheck.
And I'm sure you do a wonderful job.
Oh, I'm really good at it. I'm going to find it this week.
What do you mean? You?
He's never paid me yet, because I haven't found his spot that he's hiding
the
money.
Oh,
but don't
tell me. No, I won't tell you. No. No, I much prefer you to have your fun. But, I think it's important that you get paid, so that you have money to buy things like polish for your armor.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's kind of
your best, right? I mean, how is anyone going to respect you if you're standing at the door in crummy, old-looking armor?
They don't respect
you? No, they respect you because you're big and tough. But they would respect you even more.
Well, that's a really good point. I'm going to march down there, and I'm going to say, you tell me where you've been hiding my paycheck, and he is going to give it to me.
How about this?
Uh-huh.
How about you stand up for yourself? How about instead of asking him where he's hidden, tell him just to give it to you? That's an 11, unless you want to interfere.
No.
I advance him to plus one sharp.
You know what?
So you get an experience point if you do it? You act under fire to say no.
I've got
to
do this. You're right. Mom has been telling me not to stand up for myself because I could hurt someone when I stand up because I'm so tall. But you're right. I'm gonna just tell him to give it to me.
You should.
And you know what? I'm gonna get your money too. It's not fair for him to try to hide your paycheck either. You haven't agreed to that.
That is very sweet of you. If you'd like to. But if he says no, I can go talk to him too.
No way. I got this.
Really?
Yeah, I've got this. Don't you worry about a thing, Grace. You can always depend on me. You're the second most important person in the entire show.
After
Mr. Silver,
of course.
He says so.
Yeah, yes. Well,
I'm in the show.
That's very flattering. I like to think that I'm the big attraction, but, you know. Evidently, Susan put on a bit of a show.
Yeah, I heard she's a wrestler now. Isn't that awesome?
Well, I mean, her sound system is incredible. I'm going to try to get her in my backup band.
Okay.
Are we strolling into?
If you want to continue, that's
yeah,
fine.
We could, yeah, or not. I don't even care.
No. I mean, with what you were saying.
Oh, no. But I am going to say that if we're strolling in, I'm humming "Me and My Shadow," which, of course, you don't know the words to.
So, have you had your armor polished yet?
No, my armor's still scuffed. I don't have any money yet. I haven't found my paycheck, but I'm gonna make him give it to me this time.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Carry on.
So Omi Wise's establishment. She's a very wealthy woman. She's one of the most wealthy women in New Sodom. She is one of the best patrons you can have if you're an artist of any kind. And I mean any kind. She has funded some extremely controversial things. So her home, which is kind of more like an estate, is actually relatively far away from the market. But she stays at a shop that she owns and controls. It's a very large store.
What was the vision you had of the market?
The market is. Have you ever been to New York City?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Like one of those street markets with the stalls just along the streets,
right.
Like in a really cramped.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like that, and then of course on the side there are the skyscrapers.
Yeah.
And hers is actually one of the skyscrapers.
Ooh.
So you would go through the stalls and look at everything, right? That's where you would get, for example, your armor polished. But there's a huge ass building, and she is in that huge ass building. It is her, the whole building is hers. And in order to speak with her, she is, of course, in the penthouse office. So, it is, unfortunately, it used to be a gorgeous building, years and years ago, but there's acid rain, and so everything is a little bit filthy and crumbly looking. The windows are really the only thing that look new on it. They're the only clean, nice thing about it. On the front of it, like, there's a huge neon W, but
wow, that
kind
is
of
Lux.
Flickers.
She is Lux. Have you never met a Lux?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'm sure you'll be on your best behavior. She's a very important woman.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to check her for guns when she comes in.
Just be yourself and you'll be fine.
Okay.
The lobby is beautifully decorated. It's full of neon, super luxe. There is, you know, shag carpeting, and there's a marble floor where there isn't shag carpeting.
Mm-hmm.
My
heels are sort of click, 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 clicking on the marble floor.
There is even an elevator that seems to be functioning. A lot of places have elevators, but this one works. You need to go to the top floor. Her office is pretty much the whole top floor. It's huge. And when you get up there, there are, you know, it's just, you get out of the elevator, there's a small space, and then there's a door. And there are four guards outside, two on each side of the door. They have masks on. You can't see their faces. They all have guns. They're all big. Each one is at least 6'5". Can we help you?
We're here to see Omi. She attended my performance last night and indicated that she wanted to speak with me.
You must be Miss Grace. Please,
I curse you a little bit.
I'm ma'am.
Is this your escort?
Yes. He'll behave himself, I promise.
Lift up your arms.
I have a giant machine gun slung across my back.
He pats you down after taking the machine gun. Do you have anything hidden on you?
I've got a stick of gum, and I've got a cigarette I'm not supposed to be smoking, and I've got like a quarter barter, and I've got pencil that I use for writing, and I've got a pad that...
Man, I think he's asking about weapons.
Oh! You mean this? I retrieve the silenced pistol.
Thank you.
Hey, am I going to get those back?
Yes, you'll get them back.
Are you sure?
Man,
we
don't
promise.
Worry. I've been here before. They're very polite, and they're very professional. They'll give you your weapons back.
Okay, because I really like those. Those are...
You'll get them back.
Okay.
Go on in.
Trust me.
Alright.
Omi Wise is a... she's about 70 years old. Which is extremely old for Apocalypse World. She is... very beautiful. She has... she has kind of long hair that she buns up, and she has these big fancy heels, and she is very properly dressed. It's not quite It's very, she is, it's like a combination of, there's some of like street fashion in there in terms of, you know, she's got some gloves and stuff, but she's in a very nice dress. There's a little bit more cleavage than you'd care to see from her. But she's extremely dignified looking nonetheless. She has a face you absolutely cannot read. She looks she looks stern, but in a kind of, not necessarily bad, just kind of in a very dignified, she's professional.
Omi, you look wonderful.
Thank you, child. Your performance was absolutely lovely last night.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to visit me. Who is this?
I'm Man.
He's with me. I sort of like...
I understand.
He's a friend.
Of course. How are things with Hugo?
Well enough. Mm-hmm. He was... Well, just between us girls, he was especially tipsy last night. Mm. Something unnerved him.
Did he hurt you?
No. No, 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 no. No. Did not hurt me.
Okay.
He was just in a someone we've discussed already today unnerved him.
Mr. Sullivan?
No.
If I recall correctly, she said just between us girls.
Oh, I am so...
Mr. Mann, could you just maybe stand by the door and make sure nobody comes in?
Yeah, I'm good at standing by doors. I can do that. Okay. Don't you worry, Grace.
Oh, that's an interesting talent. He seems invaluable.
He is. He is very good at what he does.
So you were most impressive last night. You're always impressive, of course.
Too
you
kind.
Really blew us all away.
I do like a little flourish and a bow.
I was thinking of perhaps offering you my patronage for the next 3 months.
3 months? What sort of things would you have me do?
Oh, well, the music is excellent. Obviously.
You.
There would be other things, but the pay would be very good.
I'm going to read a person. That's a 9.
Yeah, go on.
What does she want me to... No? What does she intend to do?
She intends to use you to make someone happy.
Interesting. Between you and I, between us girls,
mm-hmm.
I can read between the lines. I mean, if you just wanted to hear my music, I perform regularly at Silver Gold Mine. So I'm thinking what you're really interested in is my other skills.
Well, aren't all of us?
And while I do believe I could please you, I'm sure I'm sort of guessing that it's not you that we're talking about.
Oh, you're so cynical. I appreciate you just like everyone else.
Of course,
but
you do.
You're correct. I do have.
So,
a...
who is the lucky gentleman or lady?
He's a young nephew of mine. Very talented man. I do believe you've met him.
Who?
He goes by Lamprey.
I didn't realize you were related.
Oh yes.
That explains a lot. He is a very wealthy man. He's obviously a successful businessman. Must inherit it from you.
Yes. Certainly not from his mother.
You'll have to tell me sometime.
Boys have certain needs.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
He has certain needs.
And I have certain needs as well, and I need certain things from Lamprey, and Lamprey won't give me certain things, so I was just thinking if, you know, we could all come to a mutual arrangement.
Intriguing.
And when I say I offer my patronage, I'm offering my patronage.
So, folks like those big, strong gentlemen outside to make sure that nothing happens to little old me.
And other perks.
Omi, I think you might have a deal.
Excellent.
And so I walk up and I guess we shake hands,
we
sort
shake
of formally.
Hands.
And so, yeah, I could buy.
Mr. Silver is not going to like that.
You know what? Mr. Silver owes me a great deal of money. So, unless he is willing to match Omi's offer, which I doubt.
Oh, sweetie.
Uh-huh.
I forgot something.
Sure.
I forgot to mention, this would need to be an exclusive arrangement.
Well, I do one show a week, and I entertain several nights a week.
Well, I'm sure you would continue to do so.
As long as the pay was appropriate. When you say exclusive, does that mean exclusive
to my nephew?
What about Hugo?
Well, I'm sure he wouldn't mind if Hugo and you were fucking around.
Okay. Then I have absolutely no objection.
Lovely.
And we have a deal. Man?
She was really mean to you.
Mean to me? We'll discuss this outside.
Man shoots her a disapproving look.
Oh, you have another talent.
You'll find I've got a lot of talents.
Man, come on, let's go.
Right.
Lovely armor you have.
Yeah. Hey! You were making fun of it because it's not polished.
Why don't you read her?
Yes.
You have sharp marked.
Hey! That is a nice thing of you to say about my armor. I really like it. My mom gave it to me. She found it in another dumpster. Marked for bears.
Isn't that charming?
Bears didn't get it.
He's quite charming, isn't he?
He's delightful.
He is.
Oh, bye.
Yes, let's please get going. We would want to keep Ms. Wise is a very busy woman.
That I am.
She looks like she was just sitting in there drinking. Okay.
Well, next on. Now, you needed to talk about booking Susan, you said.
Mm-hmm.
And you needed to talk about salary, but you said
Matt's
like,
taking
you
care of that now.
You're taking care of it, so
I trust Matt.
I do need to talk to Grace about her upcoming reservation.
That is true because you booked one.
It's true.
So who gets there first? Who wants to be there first?
Where? I want to be there first.
Oh, yes.
Can I be watching him second? No. What are we even talking about again?
You don't have the creep move.
You.
Who's on?
You have woken up on the floor of your bedroom.
Covered in my own blood.
Ransacked and, you know, you just remembered that a dude was there and he was fucked up, man. What was up with that shit? So that's what you've been up to. But meanwhile.
I know, I
with these guys. Yeah.
You're probably so, physically closest.
Yeah right. You are. Let's have you get
so, there. So, I guess maybe I run into Silver.
Mm-hmm. Susan, I've been looking for you.
Ah, we must be in trouble now, then.
In trouble for what?
Man said we were going to be in trouble.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Then I guess I need to look for Man as well, unless you want to tell me why you're going to be in trouble.
So we're not in trouble?
I don't know. I guess I'll find out from Man later whether or not you're in trouble. Anyways, in the meantime, assuming you're not in trouble, I wanted to talk to you about your booking for, you know, today, tomorrow, the future, however long you want to stay.
I see.
Robot Dolphin.
That was not a particularly strenuous performance.
Would you like a more strenuous performance?
No. Not necessarily.
More,
I mean,
non-strenuous performances?
No, I was saying it was an acceptable level of... yes.
Of difficulty.
Sure.
You don't want to fight a more difficult opponent, but you'd be interested in fighting opponents of similar skill level?
Possibly. I'm not sure I'm entirely comfortable with the performance, nature of the performance. Are there people around?
No.
Okay. The stage nature of the performance, that seems a little silly to me. But if that is all that you
we
do...
We have on-stage matches. Are you interested in participating in some of our legitimate sanguinary sport?
Sanguinary as in losing blood? That does not sound...
Somebody certainly will. It sounds much more legitimate.
Maybe I will just stick with the stage matches.
I'm happy to hear.
There is a high-pitched shriek. You don't hear it. You do.
I think I want to read a sitch.
You don't need to read a sitch because you know exactly what it is.
Yeah?
You're being hailed through your suit.
Ah.
Really, you're being more like paged.
Could we finish this conversation somewhere more private?
Sure, certainly. Step into my office.
Pardon me for a second. I'm going to check my translator. I think I'm having some issues.
Alright.
And then I'm going to answer the page in Trinary, not in English.
The page, it's just the screech,
mm-hmm.
The tone, it just means that you are supposed to contact them soon. You need to meet
okay.
with your liaison soon.
Alright.
So you can...
Well, I would just send like a, you know, I'm working on the report,
mm-hmm.
coming soon, stand by.
Okay.
Can I get
Mission
Dolphin
nominal.
Sympathizer?
You can become one if you want.
No. Okay. I'm the liaison being Dolphin Sympathizer. He's got like dolphin crap all over him.
We'll see.
It's probably not appropriate for the tone.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I think everything is... Systems are all nominal again.
Oh, it's fine. Here, step into my office. Is my office occupied?
Yes, it is. Turns out...
Oops.
You returned.
Is this camo?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
Camo didn't leave?
Three other
last
people?
Night?
Hold on.
Nope.
I need to continue my conversation with Susan in private, but I'll be with you in just a moment.
Close
the door and step back out.
She's smoking one of your cigars. And
so
she's
I count as having sex with him?
You didn't hook her up. She hooked herself up.
That's my cigar. She's smoking my cigar.
Eating a stash of your rich non-nasty-ass food that you keep in there. And she's drinking your scotch. But to be fair, you did leave her in there overnight. And she didn't have the balls to stay there waiting.
I closed the door behind me. Susan.
Do you normally keep people in your office?
Sometimes I keep people waiting in my office. It's a sort of an attrition technique to see how dedicated they are to actually consuming my time.
I see.
Apparently they are very dedicated to consuming my time. However, we were discussing some less staged combat.
No, I think we were discussing not lessening the staging.
Well, we were discussing it.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
You're correct.
So, I have this establishment where you can eat, drink, sleep, treat it as your home. If you're willing to help me with problems like this every once in a while, would you be interested in an arrangement?
Problems
like that?
That? I extend a manipulator towards your office.
Yes. Yes, problems somewhat like that.
Do you think you could finagle them into a car outside your office? Man said we weren't supposed to get blood in your office.
Is that what you're going to get in trouble for?
Oops.
You know what? You certainly would not be in trouble if you got blood somewhere besides in my office. However, you have my permission to get blood inside my office. That's all right. It's really a rule from man.
Oh, so just he is in trouble. I see. It is sometimes hard to understand him. Well, you too, but...
So, back to the matter at hand. Would you be interested in getting some blood in my office in exchange for the services I have to offer here? It would make an excellent...
Is your office soundproof?
No.
Oh.
It's okay. My employees are useful to... used to it. Yes. And I'm rolling to manipulate you, not seduce you.
Okay.
It is a 7. Which means that... What do I get to do when I manipulate a person? Obviously, it is not that you need concrete assurance right now.
No, it's seduce and manipulate PC is the second one.
Ah, there it is. Alright.
XP or fire?
I get to choose one. You can mark XP if you help me out here.
It is a pity that your office is not soundproof, because most of my armament is actually sonic-based. Not because I was worried about other people hearing.
Just make sure you point it towards the back of the office, where the outside walls of the building are. And that way you won't kill any of my fires.
Do you think we could get them into, like, a car?
What you guys talking about?
Sure, I think we can get them into a car. I open the door back up. Camo.
You know, when your dolphin friend here, when she asked if quite loudly if the walls were soundproof, that was something that maybe you should...
I shoot her in the head. I remove my pistol mid-sentence.
All right.
Well, if there's brain splatter.
My plan was to, when he pulls out the gun and shoot, tune in and can the rest of the room.
How does it work?
Tune in the can is the high energy resonator. It's 3 harm, close, far, loud, but it has to target a vehicle. A room is kind of like a vehicle. It probably wouldn't be as effective since it's not soundproof. Like, if it's soundproof, I would...
Yeah.
But, you know, I would imagine that is still going to be pretty painful.
I wouldn't do it because...
I shot it in the head.
Because of possible collateral to the others.
Okay.
Barker, the noseless girl, her gun is under your chin. She was little, and you didn't see her.
Barker, I am asserting myself right now, and if you don't want to get shot in the fucking face, you better not have your gun under my chin. Which is go aggro.
It does seem like you would need to act under fire to, like, reverse
sure.
the situation before you could do that.
Yeah, since you just rolled twice and...
Okay.
But,
okay.
That's okay. If we do anything now, it'll just change the face. Toyota and Lee... Toyota was on the floor sleeping. Lee was not. Lee shoots you in the chest. Take 2 harm. And roll.
I got a 9. Oh, plus the harm. So I guess it's an 11.
Well, no, but it's minus your armor.
Well, it's 0.
Yeah, so that's
a 9. 9 on the harm move. There it is.
That's it's Jim's choice.
Yep.
So, yeah.
You know what? You lose your grip on your gun.
Can I charge my suit up?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use the proper calibration this time and not weird. So that's actually a 12, and it works.
Yay!
I forgot that I can use my power instead of weird. And,
how does that roll work? Sorry, that wasn't works.
It's just a matter of whether I use up charge to get my suit into charge mode.
Okay,
then I guess I'm going to go aggro on one of the guys, or whoever's closest.
Okay.
What are you doing?
It's
going aggro.
Going to leap across the room and land on top of him and then pummel him with my mechaniservers.
Oh, yeah, actually.
That's super super.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
But you were charging your lasers.
I'm not going to use the tune in a can. That's too much collateral damage.
That's only collateral damage.
Well, if you were outside the room, you'd probably be okay. You just, like, have a nosebleed,
be okay,
an ear bleed, and an eye bleed.
Literally,
and...
only the room will be harmed by this.
Yeah, that's a 13. Let's see.
Well.
I suffer a little harm. I inflict terrible harm. And, I think I dismay my enemy.
Wrong.
It's impress, dismay, or frighten.
Gosh.
It's the last one.
Gosh.
I just squished a man. I think that's pretty,
You're an adorable dolphin.
Okay, I want you to, so you only take, you're going to take 1 harm, but it's not armor-piercing, so if you have armor, I'm guessing
it's
no
I do.
You have armor?
I have 2 armor.
Since you're a mech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it's less than 0, I don't think you can actually even make the armor.
No, he doesn't. I'm going to say that Nox's not cold. Toyota by the time you notice anything, Toyota has escaped. He was the one who had been sleeping on the floor. He was dismayed and frightened. So you got 3 corpses. 3 new corpses.
The bears are going to be very happy.
And an escapee.
So Toyota's the one who lived, or Lee was the
one
who lived?
Toyota was the one who escaped.
Don't forget to mark XP, Susan.
Oh.
That's true.
You know, my suit's charged up. I'm gonna go after Lee's the one who escaped.
Toyota.
I'm gonna.
It's okay to mix them up because they're identical twins.
I never knew their names in the first place. But Silver asked for these four people to disappear or to cease to be people, and yeah, I'm gonna see if I can find his trail.
Alright.
You get that XP.
Well, he already said I got it, but okay. I don't feel like I've completed the mission entirely. So, I'm a perfectionist. I'm thinking I'm going to start, see if I can get a scan from outside while I head outside, because he's probably leaving the building.
Okay.
I'm going to open my brain.
All right. You're acting under fire as well as opening your brain. You know why?
Why?
Because...
Because I haven't reported in yet.
No, it's because, and this is a custom rule.
Okay.
For me, because read the description for your character.
Fifty years ago, the enemies of Earth unleashed a psychic weapon that destroyed all hope for the future of Dolphinity.
Psychic weapon.
Mm.
And you have to have the reason you have an exosuit. In the fluff is less for the walking,
mm-hmm.
more to protect you from the psychic radiation.
Mm-hmm.
So it is more dangerous for you than for other people to open your mind to the psychic.
Sure.
Weapon.
If you want to go use that Psyharm chart, if I six this, I will not hold it against you in the slightest, even though that's not normally on the MC moves. I think that would be entirely appropriate. So. Fire first, then brain, or brain first and then fire?
Fire first, then brain.
All right. So fire is...
The fire and the fire is psychic harm, it, you know.
Okay. Well, that is a 7. So flinch, hesitate, or stall. Worst outcome, hard bargain, ugly choice. You choose which choice.
You're going to take minus 1 forward, not, however, in your psychic maelstrom.
Okay, so the roll after
yeah.
That's fine. And brain, go brain. That would be a 5.
Okay. So I want you to roll plus 1.
On the side chart?
Yeah.
Woo! Bad stuff.
Okay, I'm actually going to just do this as I would a different character, but take from your Psyharm
okay.
moves. So I'm going to have you come to in a little bit, having done God knows what.
Okay.
No.
Sounds good.
And I'm going to have you decide what that was.
I want to at least say he won't escape as I, like, barrel out the door and, like, possibly, like, engage the camo... And or jump jets
inside
in the hallway.
Oh right,
nice.
There might be a Susan shaped hole in your building somewhere. Maybe.
And these walls are cinder block and concrete.
Okay.
There might be some holes in my suit too.
Great. You, well, actually, you needed to talk to Grace, that was the thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I'm up in my room, mm-hmm. rolling up my posters, tucking them into my, like, a little carrying sack that I have, like, it's like a big purse, basically. And I'm sort of humming Auf Wiedersehen to I'm singing Auf Wiedersehen to myself.
Grace.
Mr. Silver.
I wanted to talk to you about your docket for this coming.
Oh, now you
evening.
Want to talk to me about my docket.
Yes. I do.
Where's
that
my pay for
days.
Last night? Going right?
What? Did the bookies bar not pay you?
No.
Did you ask them for it? It's not really their job to hunt you down.
You couldn't just have it delivered to my room.
I'll talk to them shortly about it.
Oh, I bet you will. Just like you did last time when I fucked that decrepit old man. And, well, I didn't see that barter for... Oh, until the house had a good night.
Well, that is how a business works.
No, the way a business works is I do something for you and you pay me. Although that won't be much of a problem from here on out.
And enlighten me.
I'm reading you. Why not? You should probably do the same.
Probably.
That is a 14.
Blah.
All the questions.
What do you mean? What do I mean? Well, I've got a counter offer. A better offer than anything you've been able to give me since I've been here. Just your little canary whore.
Look. Do you have other something else to offer that I haven't heard about?
I'm offended. No. I don't.
I mean, you're a marvelous musician. And that's like a walking, singing billboard for the secondary services.
Yes, but I could just be a walking, singing billboard for, say, the Silver Gold Mine.
Well, you could if you wanted to. Is that what you want
to do? For Omi's art projects, you see.
Omi's art projects?
Well, okay, that wasn't exactly the gig.
Oh, really? But I'm sure it's...
What are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling like... I never really liked Omi. And I'd really be a little peeved off if, you know, I lost one of my employees to Omi's art projects, contributing fuck all to the world.
You never did really appreciate her. She also creates things of beauty. Hers are more lasting than mine, unfortunately.
What does she create?
Art. Wonders.
I don't know if you've noticed, but art in this world isn't that lasting anymore. Have you been to the local museum? No, you haven't. Why? It was razed to the ground. The tigers don't appreciate art.
They don't. No.
I appreciate art for what it can bring to people.
Fair enough.
But
make me a counter offer.
So much. I am not as affluent as Omi. Because, well, I have no idea where she got all that money, considering that she produces nothing of true value.
You keep saying that as if you do.
Have you seen the people here? They drink.
Stage
they
laugh.
They hide from the rain. They watch people wrestle each other, oiled up.
Mr. Silver, with all due respect, there are plenty of places to hide from the rain in this city.
None quite as jovial, however.
Or bawdy, or rowdy.
I bring a message of hope to the world. Is that not better than art? Which brings a message
Mr. Silver, with all due respect,
tension?
I think you're lying to yourself about what you're bringing to the world.
Let's not be hasty. I'm lying to you about what I'm bringing to the world.
What do you wish I'd do?
I wish that you would stay and, you know, entertain Lively so that he'll come back and spend some more money.
And you see Grace's face just go... Like,
slack, like there's like the horror flashes in her eyes when you mention Lively's name.
Look, if you feel... What is it you want? I can't give you money. If you don't want to service the patrons anymore, the other girls can do that.
If you can't give me money, and you can't protect me from men like Lively, then there's nothing you have to offer me.
Hold on. I mean, I can't personally protect you from men like Lively, but that doesn't mean that I can't protect you from men like Lively.
Oh, who are you going to have protecting me? Man, who you have to give a list of instructions to?
Look, man is very good at following those instructions most of the time. He has never pissed himself, and that's not on the list.
I've seen the list. 57.
We live, you live, here, in a veritable fortress. Where are you going to live with Omi? In her villa? I'm sure she'll protect you from men like Lively.
Her villa is a tower with armed guards.
Yes, but she's more manipulative than I am. And
well, that's something I understand then, isn't it? And I'm going to say this. Look, what she's offered me is a temporary gig. If you can see it in your heart to either pay me what I'm worth or only give me the gigs you can afford to pay me for, when it's done, I suppose I can come back. I've already given her my word that I'll go. How can I get you to let me go for 3 months? And come back if I can't find work elsewhere.
You'll drop the back pay issue. Then you can come back afterwards with our initial agreement. And, you know, you won't have to sleep around if you don't want to.
It's not that I don't want to. It's that I expect to be paid for it. If you'll agree...
Well, I expect to be paid for it as well. And sometimes the clients even do.
Well, how about this, then? If I do come back, when the gig is done, they pay me directly, and then I give you a cut. That way, I can't be stiffed out of what I'm owed. Would you like to interfere at all?
No.
That's an 8. I think you're acting under fire to tell me no.
I'm going to act under fire. Wait for it, though. Wait for it. Ding! Anyhow.
What is that? What is the result of that roll?
The result of that roll is a 10.
I think I'm going to interfere.
All right.
And I'm going to... I think I'm going to stride over to you and just sort of stare up at you. Like, you know, this is Grace not being the pretty demure girl anymore. This is Grace being the, you know, person looking out for number one. Well, that's a 7. That brings yours down to an 8.
Retributional cost.
Work out what you guys, because you guys both are open to it, so.
Alright,
it's interpersonal.
I was doing that so that I could do this. I'll agree to your terms if you will entertain Mr. Lively tonight. On your terms. You know, he will pay you. But I've told him, under our initial agreement, that he would be able to acquire your services. And I don't like to let people down. And that is a 9.
Can't do anything about that.
I'll give you an XP. Which is, you know, the result of that.
Mr. Silver, if you can ensure that man is outside of my quarters while this is taking... I'm leaving my quarters, so I suppose it's fine. It will happen here. Man will be outside my quarters. And if I call out, he comes in, and he ends Mr. Lively.
Done.
It's good doing business with you, Mr. Silver.
Fingers never die.
That's right.
That one seems important.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like...
Put out the word that you want a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That could be a person, hot. Could be something, could be even just a thing. And roll plus hot. On a 10-up, it shows up at your establishment for you like magic. On a 7-9, your people make a concerted effort, and everybody wants to please you, and close is close, right? On a miss, it shows up in your establishment for you with wicked strings attached.
So you are going to have fun with Lively?
Yeah, at some point today. Later on.
We have three corpses that you have disposed of. Toyota has escaped.
Or has he?
And the bears have had the best day of their lives.
Maybe.
They're going to get fat and lazy. Make it easier to pile drive.
I'm not sure that's actually how it works.
Black bear.
That's how that works.
It's fun.
I'm actually thinking more likely to have, like, bears puking
die.
During the contest. Someone punches a bear and just throws up on them. And there's,
say.
Like, half-digested hands and feet.
This just makes them more terrifying. Definitely happens
in
the ring.
Right. It spews out in the ring.
Oh, my God.
It's the bear's natural defense.
Alright, well.
Lively.
On puke of human hands note.
As previously noted, you have awoken in your office house. The guy's gone. Your apartment stinks. More than it usually does. It stinks with something else.
Of oranges?
There's an orange smell, but you know that smell is inside you. There's just something... It's a... When I say it stinks, it's like a... it's like there's something stuck to everything. Like, it's not like something you can go around sniffing. It's like there's a residue of something hanging in the air.
Mm-hmm.
As a brainer, you know, sometimes if you go into a place with power to it or somewhere thick with a maelstrom, that feels like that sometimes. Right now, your house is like that.
Mm-hmm.
Time has passed.
Yeah.
A lot of time. You know, that guy's... He walked out. You blacked out again. You woke up. Everything was still ransacked. Obviously. What are you gonna do?
Well... Can I see that it's daylight? It is the next day, right?
It's just later in the day. It's a couple hours later.
Okay.
So it's same day as all of this stuff has happened with everyone else. But you know time has passed.
Time has passed. Well... I think what I will do is I will collect up my little trinkets, take them with me, put them on the inside of my coat, and seeing as how things are just disheveled, doesn't look like he really took anything, I think I'm going to go down to the gold mine to see if they might have seen anybody. He calls himself a locale, is tall, thin, pale, and backhands people.
you walk towards the arena area, the center the Golden Lion. Mm-hmm. It's a nicer day than it was yesterday. It's overcast, but it's not raining.
Mm-hmm.
You're a smart person. I think you would probably carry an umbrella with you or something like that.
Yeah.
It is the area around there, you know, like we said, it's kind of the abandoned warehouse district. And going towards the civic center, there's kind of like a parking lot area,
mm-hmm.
an area that used to be a parking lot. People have set up their own buildings and stuff
mm-hmm.
in the time that's passed since it was used for that. It's kind of its own... It's kind of a fortified structure, naturally, because of the structure of things like that. There's actually kind of its own... In order to get in there, have you ever gone to a stadium that has like, the highway around it, like, in the city? Like, I think... kind of the highway will go up,
mm-hmm.
and...
Like, sort of coil around it. And,
yes,
yeah.
like that. But you could also get there underneath if
mm-hmm.
you were to walk under the highway.
Yeah.
So that underwear that's in behind and around there is where the dumpsters are.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also access through that top area. One side of it has... part of the reason for why you can access from that... level is that a lot of it, there was a lot of underground space that for offices, storage, stuff like that. And a whole bunch of the side of that was revealed over the course of time by erosion, the rain. There's been lots and lots of rain.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to look at the stadium, it would be kind of like in terms of what's sticking around out of the ground.
Yeah.
And, like, that would be the below-ground part.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would take a ramp to, like, the normal entrance.
Mm-hmm.
But this part is all accessible in the back. So there's, like, a
right.
ground level that people sleep in and have
yeah.
offices in. And,
mm-hmm.
right. And that's where the dumpsters are in back.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, actually, you walk the high road. Because you are not a person who is you're not a scared person. Most
mm-hmm.
people would come in through the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like feeling vulnerable. You are not a person who typically feels vulnerable.
Not normally.
But how do you feel today?
Oh, vulnerable. My nose is broken. And I have vague recollections about some parts of my past. I think that something may have happened yesterday that involved somebody finding out about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it. And I don't like that I couldn't do anything to him and he ransacked me. I don't like it.
Last night was difficult for you.
Yeah.
So, do you walk down or up? Down?
Let's go with down.
Okay. As you're walking along through underneath the bridge, behind one of the pylons, see a group of tigers coming towards you.
Hmm.
I mean, gang members.
Yeah. Right now, like actual tigers, like what?
Tigers and bears. Oh my!
Tigers are. They wear. Hilariously enough, they do not look like tigers at all. People have no fucking clue why they call themselves tigers. They wear black. They have shaved heads. They look a little bit like neo-Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
They're not neo-Nazis. They just kind of look like them. All black. You know, they don't have any piercings or tattoos or anything like that. They're just always in black. Always shaved heads. The only reason you can tell that they're tigers is that there's lots of them together.
Mm-hmm.
And that they have kind of a
vibe to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just one of those, you know them when you see them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's about 8 or 9 of them. And you're a little dude in.
Yeah.
Well, I think you look like a piece of fun.
Oh, do I?
Mm-hmm. There's a one who's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a crowbar.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to the front. It's muddy down there, and it's hard to walk. But he kind of squelches up, and everyone's behind him, and he's got that big crowbar.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sizing you up, and he says, "You look like you're going to the gold mine."
Is that so?
Yes! You look exactly like you're going there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd like to read the situation, unless you have something more exciting to say before I do that.
You are fine to read a situation.
Thank you. Cha!
Ooh!
Damn. That is a... That's a 9, yeah. Because I have not one. Where's my best escape route? / way past. / not getting hit in the face again.
Your best escape route... There are 2 best escape routes. One of them is to give him all the money in your body.
Hmm.
The other one would be to run backwards as quickly as you can, and they probably won't give you any trouble.
Hmm.
They're just having fun.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Probably. That's definitely your best escape route. Backwards.
Yeah.
Because he has people behind him.
Yeah. I think I'm going to give him my money. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to give him my money because I would like to, have a conversation with this man.
Oh.
Yes, I would.
You take out your money?
Yes. I take it out and say, is this what you're interested in?
Why, how generous of you. I was going to ask, because that would be incredibly rude.
I know, you don't seem like a rude gentleman.
No, but since you're offering, why, yes, I'll take that, of course.
Yes, and since you are indulging my charity, I wondered if I might have a moment of your time to propose an offer, or at least a bit of interesting information for you.
Oh, that does sound interesting. Boys, doesn't that sound interesting?
Yes, I'm
and
glad.
They make series of indecipherable grunts.
Well, so...
You want to give this guy a name?
Not yet.
Okay.
He does have a name, but I'm not telling you yet.
So, sir, I've heard that the tigers and the locales don't always get along, do you?
Oh, well, you know, we have our goals, they have their goals, we all have jobs to do, you know how it is.
Oh, I do know how it is. In fact, I ran into a locale which was on a particularly interesting job.
They're always on interesting jobs.
Mm-hmm. And don't you love spoiling their interesting jobs? Because then they can be your interesting jobs.
Oh, I do love that.
Yes, well, I would just like to let you know that earlier today... mind you, I just gave you all my money. Earlier today, a certain locale...
Oh, we didn't mind at all.
Oh, no. A certain locale happened to, ransack my entire apartment... He was too stupid to find my money, and he broke my nose, and he seemed to be looking for something. I don't know what, but I was just thinking that perhaps if I told you what he looked like, you could be out on the lookout for him to perhaps find out what his job is and maybe stop him or, you know, make it so that he can't continue that job.
Hmm. Well, there does seem to be somewhat of a misconception here. You know, I know that I'm being very polite to you, and you did just... give me some money, but this actually is not an exchange of goods and services.
No, this is a
mugging, and I have a crowbar and quite a large gang with me.
I know, but you seem like a man who's interested in random acts of violence.
That I am.
And I'm in no way imploring you that I'm paying you to track down this man and beat him to death. I'm just saying you might find it entertaining.
Well, you have piqued my curiosity, I must admit. Tell me about this locale.
Well, he was a particularly odd gent. He was tall and thin and has blood on the back of his hand from my face. And, was sort of dressed as locale dresses. You know how they are. And he burst in and he seems skinny. I mean, certainly a man of your stature would be able to destroy him. You could toss him between you like a little rag doll. Doesn't that sound fun? Have you ever played volleyball with a human?
What's volleyball?
Ball in the air. Only it's not a ball. It's a man. Or just his head. Or just his balls.
I like the way you think. There are a lot of locales that match the description. I mean, I could just go around doing that to many, but...
You could.
The problem is, many locales, many angry locales after myself and my acquaintances, and, is there any particular thing you have against this one other than the ransacking and the nose breaking and the...
I'm attached to my nose. I take it kind of personally.
Well, we're all attached to our noses.
Yeah. Perhaps I could
seduce and manipulate.
Yeah. I'm trying to phrase it without saying perhaps I could seduce you, sir.
Sometimes you just pick the dice up.
Yeah. Right. Ooh. So that's...
And you roll weird on that now, don't you?
I actually did not take that, not yet.
Okay.
Oh my god, you could take that so bad.
Well, I took the one that gives me 3 weird, so that every time I do that, I have an extra weird. So it's in preparation for other stuff later. But yeah, so it's -1, but that's still an 8. So, NPC.
You need some concrete assurance.
Yep.
This money.
This money
wait.
I just gave you.
Wait.
He's got all the other money that I had.
What even can
I would try to give more details.
More details.
Because... You have to...
Yeah.
Here's my suggestion.
Yeah, please.
This guy doesn't know you're a brainer, but you know how brainers are looked upon, and that guy did something pretty brainery to you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a good point. Okay, so, sir, I don't know how you feel about certain members of society, but one detail I can tell you that makes this man rather special is that he did something to my mind. I don't know. It was bad. I think he might be one of those. You won't want him to get his hands on you. Not... without striking first, maybe.
Interesting.
Have you ever heard of a locale that's a brainer?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Really? Well, then I think that might be your man. And that way you don't have to start an entire street war with the locales. You can just go smoke him, and he can be your object of fun.
What is your name, sir?
My name?
Wait. I'm rifling through your wallet.
Yeah.
We don't have ID.
We don't have
anymore.
Any, never mind. I was going to look for something
with
I wasn't looking for a
light.
I was going to look for,
Yeah.
People.
Could be monogrammed.
Yeah. Or stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you can call me Lively.
Excellent. My name is Marrow.
Marrow.
And I think we may have a common interest.
Well, please do tell me how it turns out and enjoy my money.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
Sure you will. Now, seeing as how I have no more money, can I at least go and loiter around Mr. Silver's until he kicks me out for being destitute?
Yes. Loitering is delightful. Come on, boys. Let's walk with the snapping this time. They don't. It's just him. By
it's just him. Oh, Arrow.
You should have shook on it.
See, I got kind of used to people not shaking my hand, though, so I didn't know if
you
that was
know.
Like a... I didn't know if that was like a common thing, like people don't really shake hands, because...
I don't think it matters.
Alright.
Yeah.
I think some people do. That's more of like a business arrangement kind of thing.
Yeah.
We've certainly seen it a couple times.
Yeah, well, I mean...
This session.
You know. I mean, and just like, you know, I don't shake hands every time I... tell you guys something.
And so, also, yeah. Lively's a lot creepier than all the other
slimy kind of
shakers.
I always imagine Lively as being kind of moist.
Yes,
it even says that off
the
thing.
He
is
like,
actually moist.
Visibly
one of
moist.
His hands is moist.
Yeah. One of his hands is a glove that also somehow looks moist.
But for a different reason.
For different reasons. You don't want to find out. Well, that was delightful. Now I'm broke. Great. Awesome. Lovely. That's not a problem. I'm going to Silver's Gold Mine.
How much money did you have?
You know, I actually didn't determine the amount before I left home. It's, pocket change because I do not actually expect to see out of game. I don't actually expect to see Grace today. I expected that to be something a couple of weeks from now. That was the intimation Silver gave me. So I wasn't carrying around a whole barter. It was just, like, enough to get a couple of drinks and look angstily at Grace. And
oh, yay. Well,
yeah.
We'll see how that turns out, then.
Yeah, it was just a little...
I knew you were
going to
be broke,
change.
But...
Yeah.
Man, you were going to be screwed no matter what.
Yeah, I was going to be fucked no matter what.
So awesome. I'm
sorry, I've got some bad news for you.
Yeah, I know.
You're nuts.
I have a small suggestion.
No, I could have a gang.
Which is that when the Tigers originally formed, and maybe this isn't actually even known to most of the Tigers, they were going to get black outfits and then paint them in orange stripes. But Keeler fucked up and never got the orange paint. And so they just went with black outfits. And they're like, oh, fuck it, it's cool enough.
Now nobody remembers what a tiger looks
like
anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Susan.
Mm-hmm.
You got a page.
It's true. Did we determine what happened in the Toyota pursuit?
You tell me.
Well?
You have amnesia from it, but you get to find out. I'm going to...
I would like to suggest that there are flying cars,
yeah.
And it may have been an aerial pursuit at some point.
Caveat, he got away, that's what I'm telling you. But you gotta tell me how it went down. Okay.
I think I almost had him, but then some Locales showed up, and I had to engage stealth mode to get away from them rather than going after him. And that's actually about where I came to. I think I was sort of awake. I was just using the other side of my brain because I'd...
Sleep in one hemisphere at a time?
Hell of a time to fall asleep.
I only half passed out.
There you go.
It just, you know... And I can kind of remember what happened. It's just... I would have a really hard time explaining it to somebody who wasn't a dolphin.
It wasn't on the memory. That's awesome. It wasn't on the memory side of your brain.
Well, no, I mean, the memories form in different ways in the different hemisphere. One is more concrete ideas and concepts, and the other is more feelings and, you know, so, you know, there was the whole thrill of the hunt and seeking the prey and... closing
desire
in
to rape
and
humans.
No, that wasn't part of that. I wasn't planning on leaving enough.
Left to rape?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Susan's terrified. You think I'm terrified?
Everyone at this table is terrified.
Well, yeah.
We're Apocalypse World characters.
Yeah.
It comes with a playbook.
So, yeah, I think I ended up having to, like, hide out in some abandoned warehouse for a few hours and just, like, stealth it up in Stealth Town until they left. And I would imagine, like, the probably I used up most of the charge in the suit, because, like, flying takes a charge every time. That's okay. It comes back every hour, so it's not too big. But if you want to say my suit was damaged or I used any ammo, I'm totally okay with either or both of those.
I think it was damaged probably
maybe a few in air collisions with other cars.
Yeah,
most cars don't have to deal with dolphins flying around. how much damage? Got through my armor.
Yeah. I would take...
Well, if you're going to take it, I'm as fine as much as you want.
What is your...
I haven't taken any damage
take
yet.
Two.
Two? Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, that's suit damage, not actual...
Yeah.
Natural harm.
Yeah. So, you were in a warehouse when you wake up.
Return to full function.
Yes. And you are now your pager is going bleep 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 bleep.
All right.
Because it's like one of those pagers that's all it's bleeping at you in like dolphin shriek.
Sure. I'll answer. I'm not going to actually speak in like dolphin speak.
Yes. Yeah.
I have some sympathy for the listeners.
Yeah. And it's just telling you, meet with your liaison.
Okay.
Do
I actually have a physical meeting place, or is this like
this
I have to set up a teleconference or something?
A teleconference, yeah.
Okay.
So you just need to... your suit, you have... I'm assuming you have some sort of...
Yeah,
So they want you to check in, and they want to give you an order.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and check in. I mean, no one spotted my location, and there was a thing in here. Some beers could contact you with information relevant to your missions. So yeah, I'll. This is operative SK-175 checking in.
We've been trying to contact you.
I've been operating undercover, and it's been difficult to get where I could communicate unobserved. Sorry, and I just was involved with a minor scouting mission with the local police forces.
Our sensors indicate that you were at Hemi Function.
It's true.
What was this? You were on active duty.
Hemi function? Out of character, what does that mean?
I'm just saying one hemisphere was out.
Oh. Suit's protective capabilities malfunctioned, and I had to shut down a little bit to avoid blacking out entirely in pursuit of an escaped criminal who was countering some of the people I'm trying to infiltrate's position.
What if you weren't?
There are several groups operating in this vicinity, and it may be possible for us to play them off against each other. They have domesticated wild animals, or not domesticated, but are, like, feeding them and making them fight the people for sport, so I don't have a lot of sympathy for them. Other than that, not much. I did have one run-in with some local authorities, as I said, but I evaded capture, and I feel like their weapons are inadequate towards our systems. The only damage the suit took was actually from mid-air collision with another vehicle, not from the bullets, which failed to pierce my armor.
Mid-air collision?
They've got flying cars, and I was in pursuit of a fleeing... person.
Have you forgotten your training?
No. There's a lot more flying cars, and it's hard to see in the smoke and fog and pollution and crap.
I was not realizing that they had you relying so heavily upon your vision here. You know, this is why we typically don't recruit dolphins from who are raised in your location for such missions.
Again, I was operating on my left hemisphere, and...
Which is never recommended.
Again, the psychic weapon or whatever
why
was...
Why were you exposed to the psychic weaponry?
Because the suit is not an adequate protection. We need to beef up the suits if we're going to
actually... The suit is perfectly equipped. We have no trouble with our other operatives. This is the third time in a row we've had trouble with you on a mission.
Maybe the suit that I was given is defective then.
Our scans don't indicate any problem.
Well...
Perhaps we should give you some easier fare. Maybe something more befitted of someone raised on Earth.
I wasn't raised on Earth.
You know, about your story.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed only humans would be able to translate dolphin, much less a secure Han. Of course I was raised on Earth in the colonies in the sea.
Mm-hmm. Of course you were. Remember that.
I will.
Now, this, these factions,
yes,
that you've been playing off each other, or you intend to,
Well, I don't know if that's even actually a possibility yet, but I'm investigating that.
Any local areas suitable for recapture?
Not in this immediate area. I've yet to get a secure enough base of operations to scout further, but there's just too many buildings here. Even if we dropped a nuke, there'd be too much rubble. I think we need to find a somewhere slightly less built up.
I'm disappointed.
Well, I will tell geography to go fuck itself.
I wouldn't recommend that.
I'm sorry. I haven't had real food in weeks now. I'm just being a little snappy. I apologize. I was out of line. I did catch a brief visual contact of Bean, but I was unable to determine any pertinent information about him. I know he is on the watch list. He does maybe frequent the establishment I've been at, so I might be able to get more information about him.
You do that. We expect a full report soon. This has been going on too long.
I'll report in as soon as I have any concrete information.
Watch yourself.
Watch yourself as well. I mean, you don't really have to. You're up in space, you're fine.
Goodbye. She signs out. Okay. Is there anyone who would like to ask him?
I should probably talk to Man,
mm-hmm,
since I need to tell him to. God, Grace tonight, during her,
And I think that's a scene that could happen tonight.
Yeah.
If
that's what it'll be our last scene. Yeah.
Oh, I'm fine with that. Yes. I mean, I was going to say if we didn't want to do that, I wanted to possibly brainer somebody into giving me their wallet. That's very
optional.
That
yeah, you can certainly do that on the way. That's a thing.
In light of the time, I would vote for fewer, more scenes, but...
Well, I mean, if...
Let's have this then.
Yeah.
Because you have to talk to him about the office, too.
Yeah,
I mean, we could... To me, this seems like the most skippable of these scenes.
No, I don't...
No.
Should we have
two
more scenes? Is there
no.
Yeah,
that's fine. I mean,
that's fine. Then we have everything we need.
Okay, yeah.
So, I suppose you were...
I'm looking for you, Mr. Silver.
I'm looking for you, Man.
Well, then we found each other in some hallway.
Man, I have been looking for you
I needed to talk to you about godding Grace tonight. She is going to be entertaining a gentleman, and she's asked for a little bit of extra protection to stand outside her dressing room.
Well, that sounds great. But, Mr. Silver, I'm afraid that Grace told me that I should stand up for myself. So you need to pay her better, and you need to pay me, or at least tell me where you've been hiding the money, or I'm going to shoot you.
Man. Man.
There's Zeiss sitting right there on that table.
Yeah.
It's merely a 7.
All right. What are
so,
my choices?
Your choices are be shot with my extremely well-customized pistol, get the hell out of my way, barricade yourself in securely, give me something that you think I want, like the location of where you've been stashing the money, which you have, I assume, not been. Back off calmly, hands where you can see them, or tell me what I want to know, or what I want to hear.
Man. Have you really not been finding the money?
I have not been just finding the money.
Go to the bookie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the money's hidden. All the money. Just ask them, they'll give you a paycheck.
Oh.
I didn't realize that you actually hadn't been...
Well, I thought it was just really well hidden. I found a lot of stuff.
No.
Like, a lot of stuff. But not money. Well, not my money, I think.
Did you sell it for money?
No, of course not. It's my stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, you know. And you can feel free when you take things from people at the door and they don't come to pick them up. That stuff is your stuff as well. That is a privilege of being a bouncer at this establishment.
I wanted to talk to you about that, because everyone I know is a cool wrestler, and I want to be a cool wrestler, and it is lame being a bouncer. And I don't care about people's stuff. I want to be awesome.
How is being a bouncer lame? You are protecting the cool wrestlers. There is not a whole lot cooler than that.
But I want to... Being a cool wrestler is cooler than that. I want to be out there, in the ring, the light shining down on me, and I will say, you can't see me, and they won't understand, and I won't understand, and I won't be able to see Susan some of the time, but I want to say that to people with the implication that I will beat them up with my mighty fists that I have.
Man, your fists are very mighty.
They're extremely... Have you seen these things? I mean, you're seeing them right now. So
you won't be able to see them in the ring.
It's true. As previously aforementioned.
Man. The only reason I haven't booked you for a fight is because I wouldn't have another bouncer.
You could get any of those guys just one night. I just want to prove that I can do it. Just give me one chance, Mr. Silver. I promise you, you'll love it. I'll be awesome.
All right. You can have your time in the spotlight, man.
Oh, my God.
I pick him up and grab him in a bear hug. I'm like, oh, thank you, Mr. Silver.
You're not trash to me.
You're welcome, man.
Okay, I will guard Grace with my life, no matter what kind of game she wants to play. Like, is it bingo? Is it Monopoly? You know what? Doesn't matter. It's not my business.
Oh, yes, it's...
Okay,
it's
well,
probably
thank
not
you
your business.
So much. Oh, my God. Oh, you will not regret this.
Yay!
Nice sort of half skip, half walk off. Without really, you know, calling our conversation to an end.
I'm going to bed. Good night, man.
Good night.
I mean, good night, sir. Sure.
Well, you have a client to entertain.
I do, and I think I'm peeking out the door, and Man is standing sort of out there, and I keep looking out there, and I'm sort of terrified, really. And I think, so here's the thing. My father always told me, all the world's a stage, and we merely players.
Oh, Shakespeare?
No, it's Rush.
But see, here's the thing.
Sorry, my history's not very good. Stuff got lost.
That is a 10, enter the maelstrom.
Okay.
So, the maelstrom for me. You see, because all the world's really a stage, and all the people merely players, what I've realized is that sometimes you can step out of the spotlight for just a moment, sometimes for a long time. It depends on, you know, the situation. And once you've stepped out of the spotlight, you see things that you couldn't see before. Things that look solid are just two-dimensional, painted on drops or flats. People that you thought you knew, you can see the faces under the grease paint or the mask, the bodies under the costumes. You can hear the harshly whispered instructions of the stage manager, and you can see, all dressed in black sometimes, the stagehands, people subtly influencing your life, some of whom are gone, some of whom you don't even know. That's what the maelstrom is like for me.
I like. Okay.
So I step out of the spotlight, and all of a sudden, the backstage world comes into focus.
All right. What does the room look like now?
So there's only two walls. It's just a single sort of curtain drop with like the side walls painted on, but in perspective, and then the back wall, just painted across, and all my possessions are sort of just painted onto the background. And so I can see, I guess I can maybe see Man,
mm-hmm.
and I certainly see Man, I maybe even see Lively coming.
Mm-hmm.
But
what does Man look like to you?
Do you want me to answer that?
Well,
I could answer that, if you want.
I think I would, and because it's your character, I'd like you to maybe shape if things are
mm-hmm.
inaccurate to what you would really be like.
Mm-hmm.
But I think give a kind of
feel for
what
it's
like.
I got an 8.
I see Man as being a gawky teenage boy. And he's wearing this, like, it's almost like his body is this sort of suit of armor, but it's only on the front. You know, so from behind you can totally see his little skinny legs working the feet. And he's up on, like, these little stilts. And he's got this big toy gun. And he's, you know, when he turns his head, you can see he's sort of all pimply and funny looking and awkward. But the look in his eyes, you can also tell that he's a sweet boy. He doesn't really mean any harm. He's a good boy.
Can I just say that from that description, I'm kind of picturing, like, the Aliens walker, except you step into it in the back instead of the front.
Yeah. And sort of the impression I'm getting is it's sort of pieced together like one of... Has anyone seen The Lion King on Broadway?
Yeah.
It's sort of pieced together like
that
one of those
Julie
costumes.
Thing,
yeah. So it looks realistic sort of from the front, but...
Mm-hmm.
Willing to suspend disbelief.
Yeah, exactly. And aren't we all when we're not seeing things like this?
So I can give you some useful information.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to be able to, first off, you're going to be able to tell that there's something off.
Lively shows up?
Yeah. You can sense Lively's coming already, because you can kind of see through the...
Sometimes
yeah.
also when someone makes an entrance, the orchestra plays their music.
Right.
I think it's the theme is the Phantom of the Opera or something like that. Da 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 da. I suppose he's even wearing a mask.
You can see
Secret and Clove.
That's right.
Also
Michael Jackson it up.
Yeah. Violation glove is whatever you see it in.
And this is something that you would have... you almost have missed.
Mm.
There is a little harness attached to the back of his rig.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going up backwards. And there is a woman in the rafters, an older woman, and she is kind of holding on to it and kind of tugging on it and adjusting his position.
Do I recognize her?
No.
I'll have to ask him about that.
And what do you look like? I'm going to ask you this because you have more of a...
Now, is the way... because Lively is a brainer and he hangs out in the psychic maelstrom a lot, even though it appears different to other people, does he have any control over how he appears to other people?
Nope.
Without... Okay. Thought not.
This is your high concept in that universe.
Yeah. I honestly thought you were going to tell me what I look like.
Well, I suggested the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
It seems appropriate.
There you go.
I'm thinking masks. Yeah.
Yeah. But also the whole Phantom story of the outcast who became the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Some kind of angel music.
There you go.
Yeah.
Lots of organy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go with that.
And really, I'm only drawing from the things I know.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, that it would be Phantom of the Opera.
And so what you've learned is you do have that kind of outcast. You have learned that kind of outcast status in a way you haven't before.
Oh, because I know the story. My father told me the story of that music cover.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know that there's...
He's a sad monster.
So that's your important info. So, go ahead and would you like to come in?
Well, first I wonder what man does when he sees me approaching.
Hey!
Hello, young boy.
I'm not a boy. I'm a man.
Very well. I,
The man?
Yes, A-man. That's why they call me man. Because I'm a man.
They
obviously.
Obviously. Yes, well, anyways, I spoke with your boss, and he informed me that an appointment I have with Grace has been moved up in schedule, so I'm here to see her.
Yeah.
So just let me through, and...
Okay, but if there's any funny business, I'm going to shoot you with the gun.
I've
shot a lot of people today. I killed, like, 3 people today.
I don't
so,
have
you
it.
Know, I've never killed 4 people in one day, so, you know, I'm kind of hoping for it.
Well, I assure you, you will get to see that record broken another day.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks. I mean, I would understand why you don't want to be the first person. I mean, who would?
No, I want to be here to cheer you on for your accomplishments.
Would you?
Yes, I would love to.
That actually means a lot to me. Thank you.
Yes.
I hope it isn't you, then.
I hope it isn't me either. I would love to see you kill 4 people in one day, my own boy.
All right, have fun.
Can I pat him on the back?
Yes.
I pat him on the back. And when I pat him on the back...
You violate me.
I violate him. That's a 9. Wait, no, that's a 7 plus 3. That's a 10.
All of my
that's
hands.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's a 10. That's I believe in you, young boy.
What do you believe in?
But the question now is, which of my brainer moves do I do? Because one we can do for lots, deep brain scan. Because I don't really know that... I know what I do. Alright, so I plant the command in your mind, because I will do in-brain puppet strings. I plant the command in your mind that you will not shoot me, and you will not harm me. Can I do that? Is that capiche?
Effectively hitting a Galagro on a 10.
Okay.
Which means you can do it, but you take the psychic harm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
So I do that.
Absolutely.
Yes. Excellent. I'm sure you'll have your day in the sun. Yep. There you go. Farewell. Bye-bye.
All right. Have fun.
Thank you. I'm sure I will.
So you sort of open the door.
That was fantastic. Beautiful.
Describe what you just did for the folks at home.
Oh, I'm sorry. I straightened my cravat and then I straightened my broken nose. It's important.
Grace has a candle lit in the room. Mm-hmm. It's an old candle and sort of guttering. And she's standing... she's still got her heels on. She's standing on the far side of the room, as much as there is a far side of the room, in just a shift.
Hmm.
Hi, Flea.
Hello, Grace. I'm awfully surprised. I had spoken with Mr. Silver, but I didn't expect to see you so soon. Is it possible that you wanted to see me?
Mr. Silver and I have an arrangement.
Yes.
I trust you've seen Mr. Man outside.
I have. He's a strapping young lad.
Everything
man.
Tonight will be
boy.
Polite and on the up and up, then I
absolutely.
Assume. I'm going to read you.
Mm-hmm. Read away.
That is a 10. Would you like to interfere?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go ahead and interfere. And that rolls off of history?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which you are now only at plus
one
with me.
Yeah. You don't need to know that much about me.
So a 7.
That's
so
a 7.
That brings mine down to an 8, but it means you do expose yourself to something, which
right.
is...
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? Oh, no, sorry, I shouldn't say that. What do you intend to do?
That's a better idea.
No answer for that.
That's
what
how
do
that
I intend
works.
To do? Well, I intend to finally have some close, intimate time with you, Grace.
I see. Do I know about your violation glove?
You do now. Considering you opened yourself, you know that.
Yeah.
You know that it's weird that he's wearing it.
That's true. He tried to touch me with it before, so I must have had some notion that there was.
That's what.
Glove.
That's what you opened yourself up to.
You know, I would feel much more comfortable if you were to take that. And she sort of motions at her hand off. That is an 8, which
eight.
You could turn into a 6 if you successfully interfere.
Yeah. I think I will try to interfere with that. My gloves are my thing. So
yeah.
That's a 10. No, I think I'm rather more comfortable with it on. It's a bit of personal style. You can appreciate that. Personal style, taking care of yourself. Making sure that you look good to yourself and how other people perceive you.
It's a Michael Jackson thing.
It's a Michael Jackson thing.
I have taken an arresting Skinner.
Oh, shit.
Describe the move for
shit.
Joanna.
I think I read that.
When I remove a piece of clothing, your own or someone else's, no one who can see me do it can do anything but watch. I command their absolute attention if I choose. I can exempt individual people by name. And I am going to step over to you, and I'm going to, I'm going to step over to you, and as I step over to you, I'm going to drop my shift.
Instant paralysis.
You're transfixed. And then
yes.
I'm going to grasp your forearm, mm-hmm. and I'm going to start unzipping the violation glove.
Act under fire.
Sure.
Fire is by touching the violation.
I trigger its effect.
You trigger it.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead.
Take it off. Oh, yes, great.
Which one are you going to use?
Deep brain scan, because I want to know about you, Grace. I want to be inside your mind.
Oh, you already did.
So that's a 13.
Oh.
That's true.
I get to know everything.
Probe me.
Everything all right?
That was the idea.
That is the idea. Let's start off nice. What are your character's secret pains?
Grace is desperately lonely. Ever since she lost her father, she's been looking for somebody to fill that place in her life. And, well, you know, you see where she is now.
Mm-hmm. And so... go ahead.
Take one ongoing for sexual interactions.
Okay.
Because you know that she has daddy issues.
Yeah, I was just going to say. So, what was your... For what do you crave forgiveness and of whom?
Well, let's go with that. Before we were separated in the attacks, when I fled to the city, my father told me that he told me he wasn't my real father, which... So I should have known. He was an enormous man, but gentle. And he loved music and the old musicals from, you know, before. And he loved to sing. And and I think he was always sort of raising me to be the woman he couldn't be. And so, he certainly wasn't my biological father, let's put it that way, but it never really dawned on me. I was too young to really understand, and it wasn't but a few months before the attacks that, well, he told me, and I was so angry with him, I left for days. And, you know, I came back, and we never really spoke about it, but... I was wrong. What was there to be upset about? He was the best father anyone could ever have. So, you know. And I never got a chance to really say I was sorry.
So what was your lowest moment?
The first time I sold myself. When I got to the city. That's easy. I mean, Hugo and I found each other, but... and Hugo is... caring when he's not drunk and angry, but he was never a jealous man, and we were both trying to work our way up, and one of the ways as a woman, as you well know, if you're not a wrestler, you work your way up in Silver's gold mine, is entertain the clientele. I lost something that day. I've never gotten it back. But I suppose it's still an okay life. I mean, that's the way you get safety, right? Alright.
Good answer.
Yeah, nice answers. Nice answers.
Okay.
So now, where were we? I suppose I still remove the glove.
Well, I'm frozen.
He's already done the deed.
Yeah.
And I say, Oh, Mr. Lively. Something terrible's happened to your face. And I sort of... you see me hesitate a little, and I sort of gently stroke your cheeks, like, not touching your nose. Like, I'm very careful not to touch it.
You're actually not going to break my nose anymore.
No.
Yet?
The thought doesn't even occur to me.
Okay.
I say to you, as I stroke your face, I say, oh, really,
You really are a delicate little thing, aren't you? Oh, you poor creature. You have the barter?
The barter? Well, I was under the understanding of Mr. Silver that I would pay him the barter.
I'm his height.
Yeah.
And I'm staring him right in the eyes,
yeah.
And like that's why he's still transfixed while he's talking to me. Go ahead.
Yeah. That I pay Silver when it was.
That is no longer
done.
The arrangement.
He didn't tell me that.
So what you're saying is you have no money.
What I'm saying was I was robbed by the tigers on my way here, and I thought that perhaps I would take advantage of being able to see you.
Oh, Mr. Lively, and I stroke your cheek again. I say, let's not worry about such things right now. I have a new employer as of tomorrow.
Oh.
Omi Wise.
Omi Wise.
And she is not a woman to be trifled with. So
no.
Here's what I'm going to suggest.
Okay.
I give you what you want now. I can see what you want. And you will deliver my payment to me at Omi's complex.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a week.
A week?
Yes.
How generous, Grace.
I have a new source of income.
Well, I'm glad
to
hear that.
But I do not forget my debts.
Well, I wouldn't dare offend you or Omi.
And then I lean in, and I kiss Lively on the mouth. I see me sort of like kissing a dead fish.
You're acting under fire.
Yeah.
I am acting under fire? Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The fire is you.
Time and intimacy with
the grave. Without the violation of.
Oh, no, I've got to move for this, too. Actually, this was actually intentionally part of hypnotize, so. But I can make the actually under fire first.
Hypnotize or hypnotic?
Yeah. Hypnotic, that's what I mean.
Okay.
That's a 10.
Okay, you're fine.
Yeah.
And I'm. Yeah. And now, let us make moves.
No.
Or we could go straight to our sex moves.
Or we could go straight to our sex
moves. In which case, the same thing happens.
It's true, yes.
So,
damn.
That happens.
Yeah, so that happens.
Read me your sex move.
Well, I guess we get to go through that fun thing again.
So we
I forgot about
can
that.
Can we? I really don't want to describe this in any more detail.
I don't
want to
hear about it. So.
Yeah,
I don't either.
Yeah, let's not. Let's just.
Fish a bastard.
Yeah. So,
make sure to use protection.
If you and another character have sex, you automatically do.
It's man standing outside.
Yeah. You automatically do a deep brain scan on them, whether you have the move or not, which is what I just did.
Yeah.
So.
Do you want to ask the rest of the questions?
There's only one more question
that
I will ask.
I'm going to give
you
two more questions.
All right.
Just make sure they're in a similar vein.
Excellent.
And
also.
His
sex
move. Oh, yeah. Your sex move. My
sex move. Which actually
triggers.
Is you deep scared him for no good reason.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just know far away.
Because if I hook another character up with sex, food, or something, it counts as having sex with them. So.
Oh.
Awesome.
Right.
So this is a
teleconference.
You've got a peephole.
I hypnotize you as
it's
if I had rolled a hole
where you eat
okay.
delicious
I'll describe that to you.
Through.
Actually, let me describe that to you now,
level.
What that means, because it actually means you have to write something on your sheet.
Right.
Okay. Hypnotic. When you have time in solitude with someone, blah, 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 they become fixated on me. That's important. You're even more fixated
even
on me.
Even more
fixated. You're now
fixated.
Truly in love with me.
Aww.
Aww.
You hold 3. Write that down.
Okay. I hold...
You can spend hold for me one for one.
Okay.
By giving me something I want, acting as my eyes and ears, fighting to protect me, doing something I tell you to.
Alright.
Okay. For PCs also, anytime you. I can spend my hold one for one to distract you with the thought of me. You're acting under fire. Anytime I want. Inspire
yourself with the thought of me, you take plus one right now. So I can give you plus one, or I can make you act under fire.
Right.
This does, however, since you are not an NPC, it does not prevent you from acting against me during the interim.
Okay.
That which is the major difference between the
yeah.
two. So, either one of us can spend those hold, but why don't you write them down
yeah,
on
yeah.
your sheet? Okay. So that's my move.
All right. So mine is deep brain scan, so let's learn some more fun facts.
Okay.
Everyone gets
getting
some
to
facts.
Know everyone gets
getting to know all about you.
All right.
You don't have to roll. You hit it as
well,
if...
actually, it says roll weird is normal.
Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's okay. However, the MC chooses which questions the other character's player answers, so you actually get
so
to...
What, but that's is that still a 10?
No, it's... That's what?
A
6?
Nine?
That's a 9.
So how many
so
questions do you get?
It's only 1.
So you get the 1 question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect.
So
unless
then,
she wants to make it a different one.
Yeah, unless you want it to make
let's
it...
Let's do the 1 question.
All right. Mm-hmm. So the last question is, in what ways are your character's mind and soul vulnerable?
Oh, count them.
Yeah. I think we just covered all of them.
Well, like I said, like we've already gathered, like, yeah, if you can make her feel like she has no one to protect her, she's way easier to control. Because that's the one... Yeah, she... Well, everything she's done up to this point has been to secure her own safety.
Yeah.
She surrounds herself with big, dumb men who can...
Until now.
...protect her. because it makes her feel like she's not vulnerable, because she lives in an apocalypse world, and she's tiny, and almost entirely incapable of defending herself physically.
Yeah.
And then there's the daddy issue, sure. So, yeah. All kinds of vulnerable.
Right. And
I'm
then,
actually pointing at Duncan, not
yeah.
at
yeah, so, do I roll separately?
Yep.
Let's find out about you, Silver.
Ooh, these are a whole bunch of weird rolls.
Yeah, they are. That's why they're so high.
No, I mean, you're marking XP for each one, right?
Oh, shit, you're right! Yeah!
It's bonkers.
So that's 5. That becomes an 8. So, I get to at least ask you one question. I really like the singleton rule not existing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what happens. What ends up happening, just as an aside, is next time with you and me, people probably won't highlight my hot and sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've already gotten, like, 2 offenses.
Yeah. I would.
You know what I mean?
Totally
I'm I just got my first.
I know.
Yeah.
Me too. A3.
You get to see another side of Grace.
Alright.
I just gotta fly around and bush it up.
The Lively's already seen all of the sides of Grace.
That's right. I know everything
oh.
about you, Grace. Everything.
That's moist. Very true.
Moist. God.
I know you're picturing it.
I know.
You chose moist.
I know. It's my own hell. All right. So, Silver, what does your character crave forgiveness and of whom? For what?
I killed my brother. I killed him because he was trying to take away what was mine. We used to be close. We were working together as business partners, and he decided he wanted more than his fair cut. And he wouldn't back down. And in the end, I had to kill him. It came to that. I'm not proud to say it.
Mm-hmm. And you wish you were alive so he could forgive you for killing him.
I do. I love my brother. The things that drove me to that.
I do not love. Just for clarification of that sentence structure.
What I would do for a Klondike bar.
I did not even get a Klondike bar. I just got to run this shit all by myself.
Okay, who knows each other better?
Wow.
Lively knows
I'm
Grace
say
better.
People know each
no,
other better, certainly.
I've heard a lot about Grace, so I get...
You get plus one.
Plus one.
And what about... Who knows you better?
You know me better.
You know me much better because you saw me in the maelstrom and you didn't break my nose extra. I appreciate that.
That didn't even occur to me.
That's why you're so nice.
But remember,
I think
nice is different than good.
I think Silver knows me better.
To go into the woods.
I
think this is just a
battle. Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
Something. Accidentally on purpose spilled the beans about the trouble that man is in. And was certainly willing to, if not actually participating in, killing all of the people that he wanted to kill. So.
What about you?
I think Grace knows me better.
Really, Mr. Silver?
Really.
And who knows you better?
I think Mr. Silver knows me better.
I think that's
kind of half pulled a gun on him.
More than half.
He almost knew you a lot better.
I still don't get to highlight.
Oh. That's because you're an abomination.
Oh, we're a dolphin.
I'm not an abomination.
Man.
I just play one on TV.
Oh. Thank you, Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to start off with Mr. Silver next time. Scene with that. And we'll follow from there.
Yes! I wanted to ask if you had any.
I'm imagining
man
sitting standing outside hearing the swell.
I would like some. I'm actually wondering.
If you put together a list of what you want.
That. This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. iPodcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.